Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Rocky and Lissa on 98.5 KRZ.
The other thing is how to survive a bear attack. There was a big story on ABC this morning. I guess the National Park Service was on Facebook joking over the weekend. Please don't run from bears or push your slower friends down in an attempt to save yourself.
Which was a jesting way to convey some real information, though. You don't run from bears.
But they say move sideways.
Right.
Because it doesn't freak them out. If you run from a bear, they're more apt to chase you. And you're not going to win that race.
Eyes with it. You look at it and just, kind of slowly inch sideways. Don't turn your back and run. Don't play dead. What you really got to do is rub honey all over yourself, head to toe, and then just lie there. No. But for real, in Michigan, they would teach us that in school, like what to do, because we have black bears everywhere.
They also say, identify yourself. Like, hey, I'm Rocky. Nice to meet you, big bear. What's up? How you doing?
Rawr, I heard your show. You suck.
But all kidding aside, so they don't confuse you with something they would be, apt to hunt in the wild.
Right.
A person, they really don't want to have much to do with us.
Yeah.
So if you do identify yourself, like, hey, you start talking, hey, what's up, bear? More than likely, they're going to leave you alone.
Right.
In theory, they're going to leave you alone.
And bears 101, you never get between them and their kids. If you see any bear cubs anywhere.
Obviously. I had one instance a couple of summers ago where I took some video of a mama bear and her cubs.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess she was
people
not into...
were freaking out
she
on
was
you.
Not into having the kids on social media. So
you got so close to that thing, dude. I was worried for you.
She turned, looked at me, slammed her paw on the ground, and then made a motion like she was going to come after
me.
I took a step backwards, and then she just made a noise to the kids and got them gathered up, and they took off in the other direction.
I couldn't watch that video twice. I was watching it with you the next morning, so I knew you made it out alive, and I still had a hard time watching it. Yeah. You were way too close to that bear. My mom and dad would not approve. You would have gotten grounded for that.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.